Welcome to Time to Talk, the Art of Communication, and I'm your host, Roland Millward. In this episode, we'd like to look at how to prepare presentations. Good preparation is key to a successful presentation. Never underestimate the value of preparation. Now, interestingly, preparation will include more than the material that you're going to be delivering to your audience. You'll need to know some additional information, such things as this. Are you going to need PA equipment, or will it be provided? Or is it a very small audience where you're just going to have to project your voice? Do you plan to use a projector or TV? Will one be provided, or again, will you take your own? And how big a screen are you going to need? These are questions you need to find out before you even start your presentation, or maybe even accepting the presentation invitation. How many people will be attending? How will the seating be laid out? What's the dress code? Are you expected to be in a dinner jacket and tie, for instance? Well, these are things you'll need to find out. Some other key information which is very important to delivering a great talk is to find out about your audience. What are the demographics? What's the age range? What's their experience? And therefore prepare your presentation accordingly. Find out what they're likely to know. Are you speaking to a group of experts? Or are you speaking to people that want to learn more about what you do and what your presentation's about? So when you've been invited to speak to a group, find out from the person that's organised this what it is they're expecting you to deliver. Find out all of this information really before you create your presentation. So let's get down now to getting down on paper, as it were, or on your computer, however you like to write these things out, your presentation. Now the first thing to do is to write down ideas, rather than trying to write out your presentation from the beginning. In fact, don't even worry about the introduction at this stage. You can come back to that and work one out later when you know what you're going to deliver. Don't even worry about getting your ideas in the right order. Again, you can come back to this and move them around, and once you've got your working notes written down, you can then go and create your presentation in the right order. In fact, some things that you'll get down on paper right now, you'll probably not even use, because you'll start to develop ideas and think, well, I won't go down this particular route, I'll leave that out completely. So make sure that you give yourself plenty of time to let thoughts and ideas develop over time. A good tip for anyone is to have a way to write down ideas as they come to you. So carry a notebook, or if you're using a smart device, your phone, iPad, those kind of things, use the notes in there to instantly write down an idea that you get. Make sure that you carry out the necessary research where necessary, and if you can use statistics and information, make sure you use reliable sources. It's pretty embarrassing to give a talk and then be told afterwards that your information was out of date. It's completely wrong now, in fact. It will actually discredit you, so do check very carefully in your research that the information you're going to present is absolutely accurate. Now, once you've got all your ideas down and you've got them in a logical order, make sure they'll flow in a way that your audience can follow. Don't try and cover B before A, you know, that kind of thing. It's important that you have to build up information in a way that people will understand. So think about how you're going to explain anything that's going to be complicated. Are you going to need any pictures to help them? Videos, that kind of thing, diagrams. And of course, you can use word illustrations, which can be very powerful to help drive home a point to the people that you're speaking to. All of these things you can think about and get down in your notes. Now, once you're ready, I always encourage people, don't write out your presentation word for word. You become too reliant on it, and you'll be focusing on the words on your notes rather than on delivering the ideas and the thought content to your audience. You can practice your talk until it flows naturally. And if you're going to write it all down, that's going to be very difficult. And personally, I find it far too time-consuming to write it all down and then thin it out later. Just write down key ideas, and gradually you may even thin those out as time goes by. Now, we can define notes that we're going to use, or an outline, if you want to call it that, as either a topical outline or a sentence one. Now, a topical outline will be very short bullet points to help you to remember what you're going to say, and a sentence outline are simply sentences that will help you remember. So you may have one sentence that will remind you of two or three, effectively, what would be paragraphs if written out. So try and get your notes down into very brief form that are just memory joggers and not a word-for-word account of your presentation. Now, once you've prepared all this, it's going to be down to practice. Practice makes perfect. And although I say practice makes perfect, be human. If you stumble over something, don't worry. Make a bit of a laugh about it if you have to. And it's really important to be natural to people. And actually, with good preparation, you can be natural and virtually perfect as well. So make sure that you are ready to prepare. The final part of your talk is going to be a conclusion, and that is very important as well. So having created a good introduction for the beginning, which will capture the attention of your audience, do keep that introduction brief as well. Then have a short conclusion. And in that conclusion, you can summarise what you've said so people take away the key main points that you want to them to remember. And also, have something in there that's going to motivate the audience. What is your talk about? What is it designed to do? Will it motivate them to do it? In the next episode, I'm going to explain how you can use your notes effectively whilst you're actually giving your presentation. So stay tuned and do subscribe to find out more information and to follow along in the next episode. This is Roland Millward on Time to Talk, The Art of Communication.